Good afternoon, this is Ketch Hooker, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. Well, I have some news today. I'm here in the Square Kilometre Array offices in Pinelands, where they've just run some very first tests with some new radio astronomy dishes. It's very exciting. And I'm here with Dr. Fernando Camilla, who is the SKA South Africa chief scientist. And well, congratulations, Fernando. That's very exciting
news.
Thank
you very much. Yes, we're all excited here at the office.
And so now, what does this mean? You've switched on the telescope and you've got some first images. And what exactly does this mean? You know, what's the scope of this?
So the SKA Square Kilometre Array, when built, will be the most powerful telescope in the world by far. But it's still some ways off. It will take a few years to get there. But in the meantime, both in Australia and here in South Africa specifically, people have been building precursor telescopes, as they call them. So this Meerkat telescope in the Karoo, in the Northern Cape, is a so-called precursor telescope of the SKA. It's built to develop technologies to in its own right, to do new science that cannot be done with existing telescopes. So although it is related to the SKA, by itself, on its own, it will be one of the world's best telescopes.
Now, just to interrupt, the Meerkat telescope, is that completely funded by South Africa?
Yes. While the SKA is an international project of which South Africa is part of, Meerkat is a fully South African-funded project, the Department of Science and Technology.
And that will be 64 dishes, which is a massive telescope in itself.
Yes, so it is what we call an interferometer. It is something that allows us to make images of the sky as well as other things, but to actually make an image of radio waves coming from the sky. Our sun emits light such as we see with our eyes. It also emits a bit of radio waves. You could tune your radio receiver to the sun if it was powerful enough and detect some. But there are galaxies out in the universe that predominantly or emit very large amounts of power in radio waves. These galaxies are very far away, obviously, most of them. And so when the radio waves get to the Earth, they're very, very faint. And so we need large collecting areas, essentially large dishes. If you think of a satellite dish just expanded to a larger size, these dishes we're speaking of are 13.5 meters in diameter each. And we have 64 of them put together in the Karoo, spread over an area of 8 kilometers, a diameter of 8 kilometers. And when built, it will be certainly the most powerful radio telescope in the southern hemisphere on our planet. And in many respects, it will actually be the most powerful telescope of its kind on Earth. So what has happened this week is that we have put four of these dishes together. The dishes continue to be built every week. And we now have four of them that we were able to do tests with for the first time. And finally, make an image of the sky with only four dishes. Now, the thing is, with four out of eventual 64, this is a very crude image compared to what we hope to achieve. And yet, it was an amazing image. It left everyone in the office here extremely excited because, in many respects already, it is a better image that exists of this tiny patch of sky than any image previously done.
And what does the image show?
So what you see in the image, you know, to the uninitiated, to the untrained eye, it might not seem like much. It is a bunch of dots, essentially. And the patch of sky out of which we made an image here is about five times the area of the moon. And what we see is about 70 distinct points of light, of radio light. The frequency that we're detecting these radio waves at is about 1,400 megahertz, so 14 times the FM on the FM dial, 101.3 or 0.5. So we're receiving these waves, and the image that we've made show about 70 distinct radio sources. And we know, just because of what we know about the radio sky, that most of these or all of these are radio galaxies very far away. They're not stars in our galaxy as you would see if you took a normal image of the sky with your camera or with your eye. And we've already detected some that have never been seen before.
It's very, very exciting that the project's going so well and so rapidly. I think it's a tremendous project to be undertaken in South Africa and so close to us here. And I'm sure you're very excited to see what's going to happen next.
Well, yes, I am. But before that, I would just like to say, I mean, this is a tremendous achievement for all the scientists and engineers and really the people of South Africa who've supported this project for the past decade or so. South Africa, if you go back a couple of decades, was not really a powerhouse, as we call it, in radio astronomy worldwide. There are a few countries that are. And now South Africa, with all the investment that the country and the government and the people of South Africa have put into this area, is becoming a world leader in this area. And this image, I mean, there are colleagues around the world that have emailed me this week just astonished at how amazing this image is, considering it's four dishes. So it's not just that it's four dishes, it's four amazing dishes. They're very, very sensitive. And we can foresee the day when we have 64 of them, we'll have truly a world-class instrument in hand, and we're very, very excited about it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.
FMR.